What's up, After Buzzers? This is another episode of After Buzz TV. You're watching Revenge Body, and we have a boxing match and a long-term crush coming up next.
You're tuned in to After Buzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz
begin. Get it, Eddie.
Ben's trying to tell I'm loving it. Hey, for the air horn. The air horn's great.
What's up, everybody? I'm your host, Tiffany Tony, and next to me we have a beautiful guest. Eddie, why don't you go ahead and introduce yourself, baby?
Hello, it's Eddie Estrada. I was on episode 3 of Revenge Body, so thank you guys so much for having me today.
Thank
I'm so
you
excited to talk episode 4.
Yay! Raven.
Hello, guys. Hello.
You're a Brit today.
And it's D-Ran.
You guys are so cute. Thank you for coming, Eddie.
Yes.
It's really good
Thank
to see you,
so
you in
much
person.
For having me,
in
yeah.
the flesh.
I'm here. I'm real. I'm not just on the TV screen.
All right. So today we're going to be talking about, does your family help or hurt during a fitness journey? The hardest workout you have ever had, and then facing your crush and or revenge person. Okay.
Okay.
So, let's talk about that. We're going to just jump right into it. So, I want to start, I mean, you, both of you were actually on the show, Revenge Body, and I just want to ask you guys, you know, there was a point in the show where Kay talked about wanting to go home. She was feeling a little pressure, a little bit of anxiety, and she wanted to actually go home and see her family, and she thought that might help her, but her trainer, of course, advised against it. So I kind of want to get your feedback as two people that were on the show. How do you feel that, what do you think would have happened had she gone home?
Well, I mean, in my case, I did go home during my journey because I went home for, I think, Thanksgiving and the holidays as well. So I was back home with my family. And it was hard because I couldn't really let them know what I was doing because you did have to, you know, keep it all under wraps for the reveal. So it kind of did hurt me a little bit when I was back just because I fell out of my routine. I fell out of,
all that Thanksgiving food.
Yeah, all that. Well, that Thanksgiving food helped because I was like, I had to gain.
Yeah,
because I was gaining. Yeah. But, you know, it was one of those things where when you step out of the show and you step out of what you're doing, it kind of hinders you a little bit because you fall into those old habits or you get comfortable with your family and stuff. And it's like, you're removed from the show. So I do think it would have hurt her.
Yeah.
I think
without having
smart.
That structure.
Yeah, because you need the structure of the show to have the results at the end of the day. Mm-hmm. So without that structure, I could see why, you know, someone might not do as well.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. How do you feel about it, D-Ren?
I don't know. I mean, I'm probably a little on the other side. I went home as well because it was during the same time. I went home for Thanksgiving. I didn't go home for Christmas. But the process is hard. The process is extremely hard, and you're facing things that you normally would not face, and you're doing that with a bunch of strangers. These trainers that you're meeting for the first time, camera crew, all these type of people are strangers at this point in time during the journey. And I think to go home, to recharge, to reset, to rebalance yourself can be a good thing. It was a good thing in my case.
Mm-hmm. Now, how long were you home for?
I went home for Thanksgiving break. I went home for Wednesday through Monday.
Okay, that's not too long.
No. Yeah. I didn't go home for too long, but I needed to go home because as you all saw on my episode, I was going to crack and I was about to quit. I mean, that's the truth. I really was. And so I needed something to go home and see people that thought like me, looked like I just needed to get back and get some grounding to be able to go forward. So I don't think that it would have been the worst, but I'm also not her and I don't know. But for me, I needed it.
Right. And the one thing I noticed about Kay, her daughter was super supportive and just like so
I
positive.
Love her daughter.
Throughout this whole thing. What did you guys think about Kay overall? I really liked her. I thought she was funny.
I liked her, too. This was a different experience for me. Remember last week having the daughter on the show, it was hard for me to watch, but it wasn't no parent. I'm not judging parenting, guys. I'm a parent myself. It was seeing the child go through that disappointment.
Yeah. So being a parent, it was hard for you to watch.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. And I know that was me watching Amy in the situation. I don't know what she I guess she expected she was lost enough weight.
Yeah.
Just the whole thing was would have been like, cut. Like, come on. It was crushing.
This
taping was different. There were no moments like that made me feel.
Yeah,
you know,
her daughter was just super, like, chipper and, like, was able to laugh about everything. And I thought it was really very mature of her, actually, to be able to support her mother that way.
Mm-hmm. I like the
comedy
sass.
Relief.
I like she, the purple hair and, like, the little sass. Like, and why would you say that? I just
she's
oh,
like,
my God.
She's like, why you gotta be married to it, Mom?
Yeah.
Why not just say you're hungry? So, let's see. So she did
it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Lose her child, or she had a, was it a stillbirth?
She ended up having the baby from my right. understanding, and then after the lungs were not developed, mm-hmm. and she couldn't bring her baby home.
Yeah, I can't even imagine dealing with something like that. And then to get divorced, get served with divorce two weeks later.
Now, here's a question, because this is part of the journey, so it's not me saying anything, but do you understand where he would come from, or no? Do you think that he was so wrong for that? I'm not a woman, so
I think every situation is different. Maybe, we don't know, maybe they were having some issues beforehand, and because, I mean, I can only speak from my perspective, same as everyone here, but, you know, I have a family member who tried to kind of fix a marriage by having a kid, and mm-hmm. so after that, you know, after something like that happens, it's like, where do you really go from there? So it's hard to speak for him or for her, and, but...
The strength in a relationship, because we're going to grow differently, friendship or anything, we're going to grow differently. And unfortunately, people grow this way. The strength is when you can accept the person through anything and continue to grow the same in the same direction, mm-hmm. even if you're it's different. You're like, your perspective is going to always be different than mine. We're not the same,
but
it's allowing that and continuing to grow, because it's those obstacles. That's when you find out. That's why sometimes you see people lose a child, like murder and things like that, and they end up getting a divorce instead of coming together, like the pressure of it and for who you become.
I can't even imagine going through something like that.
Me either.
And she gained 60 pounds during that time in her life. I personally think I would have probably gained like 160 pounds.
Yeah.
Being, like, seriously, after all of that, I would have probably gained way more weight than that. Mm. So
it was like a double whammy. Like, that's so hard for both of those things right after each other. Like, mm-hmm. the emotional stress, I think, just in general, would have made you gain like 20 pounds in an instant.
For sure. Right. Mm-hmm. For sure. I can't even imagine. Now, both of you guys have had, you know, you've been through this journey before. What were mm-hmm. what are some of the healthy coping mechanisms that you took away from the show that have kind of like helped you when you feel weak in terms of reverting back to old habits?
You help a sister out.
For mine, just, I mean, when we are going back to when I think we talked about the three fitness routines, mm-hmm. and the first one I had was be kind to yourself, but be realistic. That was one of the things that I really took away, is being honest, being true, being real. While I got here, why am I doing this? My perspective, being just honest with yourself, but not in a demonizing way, not putting yourself down, not doing that, but just being honest and owning where you are. And once you do that, you can kind of move forward. That was one of the biggest things that I got from my situation, especially with religion and sexuality, is just being honest with the whole situation.
Right.
You know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because we could be down on ourselves.
Huh? Yeah. Yeah.
I get it.
Yeah.
Okay.
For sure. What about you?
I think for me, it's asking for help and communicating with people when I actually do need something. Mm-hmm. My thing was, I was doing a lot of my pain and everything that I was dealing with in secret by myself, without anyone else.
And just wanting to appear and to just, be okay.
And I was like, everything's fine. Nothing is happening with me. I'm totally chill. But inside, I was breaking. Mm-hmm. And so being able to have those conversations with people and learning how to like speak my truth and speak my pain out in a community. I mean, I talk to Ashley like every day. If I ever have like a falter, it's like she's right there like with a text. I do go to OA meetings, which is O-Readers Anonymous now. So
Do
that. And Ashley actually brought me there.
Wow.
So,
I'd never even heard of that until right now.
Yeah.
So it's O-Readers Anonymous. It's OA. Mm-hmm. So it's basically like AA, but it's for anyone who has anything with food. Mm-hmm. So, you know, there's O-Readers, there's under-eaters, there's people who are sugar addicts. You know, there's so many different stories. And it's one of those things where, you know, I was terrifying at first.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I was like, I don't know if I should be here. But you hear the stories and you realize that, you know, even if someone's story is different, you guys are both going through the same thing. You know, the cage that we're in with our bodies and our, like, the way we think about our bodies is the same. It's just we all have, you know, different locks on it. You know, mm-hmm. whether it's, you know, eating too much or not eating enough, or, you know, those different locks that we put on that cage, it's all the same cage. We're all dealing with things.
Right.
So it's nice to have that community and have that support. And I'm really happy that Ashley was, you know, like, no, let's go to this meeting. Let's mm-hmm. do this. Let's get you in, you know, talking about your pain. So
that's really awesome. I never heard of that. And I went to an AA meeting for an acting class I was in. And during that time, like, there were a lot of people in there that I did relate to some of the things they were going through. And then there were other ends of the spectrum that were so extreme mm-hmm. that it kind of served as like a warning for me. Like, hey, this is where life could go if yeah. you don't get addictive behaviors under control. So I was really thankful for the experience. And I'm sure you can relate to that.
Yeah. I mean, I was like, I don't need to be at this meeting kind of thing at first when I thought, and I felt really, you know, weird. But I was struggling. And Ash was like, you know, when you're struggling, reach out for help. And yeah. so that's something that I've really taken to heart. So I think that's my tip is just, if you have something going on, talk to someone.
Yeah.
You know, and, you know, that's the healthiest thing you can do for yourself, mind, mm-hmm. body, soul, all of it.
Right. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's, I cannot believe there's a group like that, but I'm really glad there is.
Yeah.
Because a lot of times I feel like people don't really take food as, I mean, food can be a drug if misused, either too much or not enough, and I think it's really under-addressed, especially in Hollywood, you know, because of all the pressures to be thin, and mm-hmm. now being curvy is in, and it's like, where do we fit in? And mm-hmm. so, and it's also comforting, not to be, like, weird, but it's comforting to know that men go through it, too, because yeah. we don't feel so alone, mm-hmm. you know?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, okay. So, now I want to ask you guys, what did y'all think of Lathan? Kay's crush.
Oh, I had to.
You're like, who's Lathan?
Yeah. I don't. I was thinking of the trainer. Like, oh, well, let me tell you.
I skipped that. We'll go back to that.
Lathan was super chill. Lathan was, I think that was so 21st century, 2019, I'm a strong black woman, don't need, like, I like the, how she just approached him was like, you know, I'm want to get ahead of this, and basically, I want to ask you out on a date. I thought yeah. that was so progressive and so wonderful, and he didn't seem intimidated by it at all.
No,
he didn't seem like he was offended by it at all. He seemed like he was very respectful and receptive of it. I love her mama. Her mama's all types of extra, and
so
I love her
cute.
So much. She stood up, she's like, oh, I need to sit down now. She was so proud of her baby, and so I loved her whole thing.
Yeah, mm-hmm. they were great. And then, so I think that this show does a really good job of pairing the contestants with the trainers. What did you guys think as far as a fit for Nicole for Kay? Nicole being the trainer for Kay, did you guys think that was a good fit?
Oh, perfect. Their energy was the same level.
Yes.
And that's, like, that's what you need. Like, me being paired with Ashley, it was, like, a perfect fit. Our personalities were, like, boom, instantly a match. And mm-hmm. you could tell the same thing happened with Kay and Nicole, because mm-hmm. it was just like, boom, they met each other, they were dancing, they were rocking out, they were getting their workout on, and it mm-hmm. was just, it's perfect, it's beautiful when you see that trainer and, you know, and the contestant just match mm-hmm. up so perfectly, and it's like, these are two peas in a pod,
yeah.
they're having the mm-hmm. best time, and this is, Chloe just works for magic.
For
so.
Sure, no, they did a great job.
And yeah. I don't know if this is true, what I'm about to say, but this is the first time I'm observing a participant not, even though she wanted to go home, she didn't have anything with her trainer, like a moment. Like, you had a moment.
Yes, I'm about to say, because that was not my thing. Where it's like, you know, instantly, it's like, me and Simone instantly wouldn't like that. You know,
yeah.
I mean, that's just telling the truth. But we're good now. Of course, I love Simone, and they do put, pair us up perfectly. It's definitely one of those type of things to where, when you're walking into the situation, what I don't think people know is how intimidating that is.
Mm-hmm.
When you're first walking into this workout,
with
and they
strangers.
Are they are like full-fledged in their moment. In my case, she was hopping on them trampolines. She was moving and acrobating and all that. And I'm like, now mom pushing 300 pounds. What am I going to do on this trampoline? You know what I mean? Like, that's very intimidating as a thing. So I'm so happy that a lot of people was able to take that and rise to the occasion, whereas I was like, I need to watch you for a little bit first. You know what I mean? It's like, you know. So.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. So I want to talk a little bit about Javier and his journey. You know, so you guys both have met Javier. I have not had the chance.
I have not.
Oh, you have not had the chance to meet.
I've met him a couple times,
okay.
actually.
So, you know, his initial demeanor was just so sweet and so kind of passive in a way. And then when he mentioned that he had a violent background and was a former gang member, I was completely shocked by that. I was completely caught off guard by that. But it is a testament to how people can grow and evolve and change. What did you guys, were you guys surprised by that when he said that on the show?
I don't know if I was a little surprised, but, you know, when you make statements like, what did he say? I wrote it down. Anytime I go into a fight, I think I'm going to win.
He came in. He was ready. He was giving Leon the punches in the beginning.
He was prepared.
It did not matter determine that you are looking at an actual boxer.
Yes.
And you are overweight and yes. not healthy right now in your best physical state. I said, okay.
Come on. Okay. Come on.
I'll have to think like that. I thought that was so cool.
Yeah. No, definitely. And so we talk about, does family help or hurt when we talk about this journey? And I think, you know, for him being a father of a daughter with, she had epilepsy and cerebral palsy. You guys, I've been a caregiver for a person with cerebral palsy before, and it is like, even me just doing that for like 4 hours a day was so much, and I can't imagine that being your life, you know? So I think in his case, his family was the motivation for him and a driving force for him.
His storyline was very, very, meant so much to me. I was crying during the thing, and because I know him, and I've met him so many times, and you guys, he has the sweetest, kindest spirit I have ever met. His wife has the sweetest, they just have a sweet soul and a sweet personality.
So you got the chance to meet his whole family.
Oh, absolutely. We went, we had a party at Amy's house. We, and I met his family at Amy's house. And I worked out with him at Leon's studio. I mean, Leon's boxing ring. I worked out with Leon. And that brother right there, Leon, let me just tell you, he is the real deal Holyfield. He gave me some wisdom. He told me to call. Like, he is an awesome, awesome brother. And, and it was something about seeing him go through this process as me being an African-American man and him being in the Hispanic community, so of a minority race, and to coming through these things and trying to prove something to your dad. I really related to him so much because me and of the in most minority cases from previous generations, they have this kind of tough demeanor and they have this kind of like, this is what it means to be a man and you know, all these type of things. And so for him to kind of push forward and want to change his life and kind of not go the beaten path really meant so much to me, and it really touched me a lot.
Yeah. How did it resonate with you watching his journey?
I was just very inspired by him because the thing with him was he has been through so much more than I could even imagine.
Yeah.
And watching stories like this on Revenge Body really touches me because it's like, wow, I did something cool. You know, I did something great for me.
Yeah.
But for him, seeing how much he had to, you know, go through, like, staying away from his kids. Like, he had to, like, live two nights in Santa Monica because they were, like, amping up his workout and just being separated from, like, his lifeblood and, you know, having to, you know, do so much and have so much already on his plate. It's, like, my hat's off to you, Javier, because it impresses me to no end. So that's how.
And that Leon had a house. Like,
he was, like, one of my properties.
Yeah. I was just... I was just
five,
like,
five,
that's
five.
The ultimate.
3 7 3 7 7 7
That's the ultimate sign of, like, a trainer's commitment. You know what I'm saying? You know, just like you're having a problem at home. I'm going to fix this on all types of level. I'm here with you from beginning to end. I'm here. I'm going to solve every single problem you have and push through. I just, their storyline, them as people, hats off to them. I love them so much. They're so sweet. And it's to see these two men who have such sweet spirits and they're just duking it out. I was just like,
I was a little bit shocked at first, I'm not gonna lie, when he literally walked right in the gym and they were like, all right, get your gloves on,
we're here.
I was like, uh-oh.
There's
no way.
As soon as the countdown, I would have just ran.
He got him a couple times.
He did,
the thing out of his mouth, all that, I would have ran the other way.
Boxing is really scary at times, you guys. I'm telling you, I trained in like boxing gyms with some actual fighters and I didn't know who any of them were, so I was just being all nonchalant, and then when I started realizing like the people I was around, I was like, oh my god, like I don't know if I should be here. Like, it's kind of crazy. Yeah, but so before we move on, I actually want to give a little gift to our viewers, and it's the gift of gratitude. And I just want to say thank you guys so much for making us the ESPN of Talk TV, and for us to continue to grow. We need your help, and we don't need you to do anything crazy, okay? Unless you want to.
Damn.
But all we really need is for you guys are watching just to hit that subscribe button, hit that like button, and give us a 5-star rating if you're watching on iTunes. And no matter where you are, you guys, leave us comments, send us DMs, because we actually like hearing your feedback. We do read your messages, and we just want you to know that we appreciate you. So make sure you share this with your friends so you guys can watch together, and we can all gossip and talk together and figure out how to stay on our fitness goals.
Yes.
And this has been an amazing experience that means a lot to us. So thank you again. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Okay. So now I want to ask you guys, what is the hardest workout that you've ever done? It could be either on Revenge Body or just since then.
Oh my goodness.
Since Revenge Body has come out, I've done so many different styles of work. Because now you're out there and people in the fitness space are like, hey, come here and work out with me. Hey, come do this with me. Or hey. And so I've been exposed to so, so many different types of workouts. But I will say the hardest one... Well, probably, I ain't gonna lie, have to be Simone's trampoline.
Really?
Oh my God.
Okay, I'm gonna have to go take her class.
It'll kick your butt. It'll kick your butt.
For sure. Mm-hmm. What about you? What's the hardest workout you think you've done?
So I think it's tied between my first workout I did with my trainer because I had nothing in my body at all except for that oatmeal.
And remember.
I was dead. I was struggling so hard. Like, they didn't even show up, but I was like gagging at one point because I had nothing in my system. So, like, my stomach was like turning on itself.
Yes.
So that was really hard workout. The second one I would have to say was the day after my birthday because I was
turned
allowed.
Up, didn't you?
I was
you
allowed, yes. So I was allowed to have 2 tequila shots. I was a trainer approved for my birthday. And let me tell you, those 2 shots killed me because I was so
depleted already. Yeah.
I was like hardcore working out, doing my thing. I was like doing so well, and then it was like, okay, now you're gonna put this poison in your body again.
So,
and the day after,
did you sip the shots or did you just take them to the head? Because I mean, I probably would have wanted to savor them knowing I could only have 2.
I was like, we're just gonna get the party started, and then it's just gonna be that. I just slammed them back, my tequila shots, I was good to go. So,
but food wise, you had to stay on your food.
Oh, yeah, I still had to eat and everything.
Was alcohol hard to give up?
For me, yeah, actually.
Oh, so that wasn't hard for me.
See, so I was a very social person, and I realized the drinking in my life was actually, like, a detriment. Mm-hmm. And I wasn't, like, over-drinking, and I wasn't, like, you know, crazy, but, you know, I was going out a lot, and it affected me because I was so small, and because I was so thin, I would only have a little bit, and I would be like, woo, so it was, like, you know, crazy. Yeah. But, no, in... alcohol was tied a lot with my relationship with my ex, too. A lot of our relationship revolved around alcohol, so removing that from my life...
It gave you clarity, I'm sure.
100%. So, yeah. That was probably... Yeah, it was tough for me. Mm-hmm. Sugar wasn't hard. I wasn't a sugar person. I wasn't really, like, a cheese person, but it was the alcohol. It was my tequila.
Raven... What about you?
Look, I'm writing down ex-boyfriend so I can remember to bring that up. I forgot.
What's the hardest workout you've done, Raven, so far?
Mine was actually one of those boxing boot camp type of things. I don't get off on people saying, I don't get
me
off
neither.
On that.
No,
that
noted.
Actually,
noted.
I don't want it and I don't need it and I don't like it. But it did get me to that kind of, I think I'm dying, actually. I don't think I'm okay.
Is this what death
and
is?
They thought it was because of the personality of the person is, you're being a, you know.
Yeah,
it was all
of
that. And I was like, no.
You're like,
I really am dying. And then someone saw my face. I must have, like, went blank.
Changed ethnicity.
And they had to go. It was not enough in your body. They went and got me some kind of bar and said... Because I was like, I was trying to push because I'm listening to him. Like, man up. Like, no, I died. You guys don't see me? I'm dead.
Just out there with him. It's one of the quotes that he said, speaking of hard workouts, when Leon said, boxing separates someone who thinks they can fight from someone who can actually fight.
Absolutely.
I was like, whoa, okay.
It's true.
I'm right.
I was writing down everything. He said, only you versus you.
Yeah, he needs to write, like, a book of quotes if he hasn't already.
Yes. Motivation. Sure. Speaker.
Yeah.
Even the 4 agreements that Javier was talking about, it says, do we act the way we act because we want to, or do we act the way we act because this is what is expected of us? That,
it's
to me, was
profound.
Wild.
For sure.
Wow.
For
too.
Sure. I have to say, the hardest workout for me was with Corey Kaye, the trainer on your show. Gosh.
Really?
One of the first seasons they did was at a gym called G-Train that I used to work at.
Mm-hmm.
And he had offered to kind of like help train me a little because I was like, you know, I feel like I'm reached a plateau. Oh my God, I worked out with him twice and I promise y'all my body had changed already.
Oh my God.
Like within 2 workouts, and it was really hard. He's a good trainer, but
awesome.
But it was, I mean, I really had to dig deep into my like soul to figure out if I was gonna come back the next day.
Make it through.
Yeah, I was like, is that really, do I really want an ass? I don't know.
Is it worth it that much? Like,
right?
Really?
I'll just get some padded pants, which I did not do, but... Okay, so the third topic that I want to talk about is facing your revenge person or your crush. How difficult was that for you guys? And for Raven, how difficult do you think it would be if you were in that position?
Go ahead, girl.
Yes, ooh, ladies well, first.
I've already admitted from show one, I must be a coward because you guys are brave. You're courageous. I've said it. Even just taking this journey on here and publicly confronting someone. I'm not confrontational in general. It's just my personality. But to do it publicly, you have to have pushed me so far. And at that time, I'm probably going to be a psycho. Be like, what is wrong with her?
Where the Vaseline stick is at?
So to do it publicly, because I would have rehearsed the conversation already and try to keep it civil.
Really?
And let's do
this. Is that how you go into things like
that? Yeah, you're a rehearser.
I am a rehearser.
So
I am. Because here's the thing. I'm very sympathetic and empathetic to people.
Wow,
so
I can see that.
People can almost trip me up where I'm like, wait a minute, have the conversation. I'm mad.
Right.
I should be mad. And, right.
And
it's okay.
And now you're apologizing.
Exactly. And I'm like, I understand.
Really? I can totally see that. I'm so reactionary. It's ridiculous. I'm ready to come in there and rip your head off after 2 seconds. Like, and then after that, it's like, I'm sorry. Now let's talk.
I just was hungry.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Totally.
So, yeah, you guys are brave, because I couldn't.
How difficult was that for you? Like, did you have anxiety leading up to that moment?
I had the most anxiety of my entire life, I think, leading up to that moment, because that was a conversation that me and my ex needed to have for a very, very long time, because we were still so, interconnected in each other's lives. And I was a rehearser, too. I had, like, 12 different ways the conversation could go, and I was like, if he says this, I have this, and then if he moves to this, I could come back with this, and I was like, if he wants to start pulling... Oh, yeah, I was like, if he's gonna start pulling... Like, I did not know how he was gonna respond. Like, I was just, like, I was so nervous, so I literally thought of a million different ways that it could go, and I was like, okay, well, any way that it goes, I want to make sure, first and foremost, that I apologize to him. And that's not something that, I thought I was going to do at the beginning of the show, but it was something that I learned through the show was I was very mean to him. I would make comments about his weight as well when we were together because he was bigger than me. And it was one of those things where I looked back and I was like, wow, I was projecting so much of my own self-hate and my own insecurities on him. So at first I was like, you know, it takes two to tango. I know I wasn't the best to you as well, but
I think we can all relate to that in a way, you know, of like the projection aspect of it, and then kind of going through a process of self-evaluation and self-reflection and realizing why we have certain behaviors and growing from them. So it's good for you.
It was hard though. How about you?
Confronting my dad was not, I don't know, y'all. I just go in and whatever comes out, just because I always felt this is how I always feel. When a hit dog hollers, it hollers its true note. And so I don't.
You're like the second person I've heard say that this week.
Yes, because it's true, right? I'll go in with the kind of idea of what I want, or if something may come this way, I'll do some light just adjustments, because that's what you do, especially being in journalism and stuff, like they've learned that. But for the most part, I'm going in because everything I say, I mean, and I think like that for everybody else. Everything that comes out of your mouth, you mean. I don't go with the intention of like, oh, I was drunk, or I was mad, or crimes of passion, all that stuff. You can't bring anything out of you. People do that. You can't bring out anything out of you. That's not already there, right? So because of that, I don't have to rehearse nothing. Let me just hear what you got to say. Let me hear it all. And then now I'm going to react to it.
To defend ourselves, we're rehearsing the way the other person is going to come at us.
Right, so then we feel like the person is going to be each thing, because we don't want to be... Well, and I can relate to that. When I say we, I'm like, because I feel
you're
the same.
Me too.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm afraid of how I'll react if I just don't prepare.
And that's sometimes I some stuff I have to work on. Like, and that's true. Like, even for me, like when I even do coaching for people and stuff, because I do personal development, which a lot of people don't know that. I talk to them about it, and that's still something I need to work on, right? It's like, because sometimes I'm like a little dramatic, and maybe just said hi, and I'm like, what you looking at, Willis? Like, you know, it's okay.
Yes, people who are listening, we're not rehearsing in that way. We're rehearsing because we're almost afraid of what the person is, how they're going to accept us or reject us.
Gotcha.
That thing. I can actually talk straight up with people who are, if you met my whole group of friends, all very blunt. Blunt people are honest. I don't mind that.
Yeah,
it's the opposite. Now I'm like, we're tangoing. What you saying? Don't mean what you're saying.
Bush.
Yes, I can't do it.
Yeah, it's difficult. I'm like, I don't like the gray area.
Yes,
it's
me either.
You know, let it be black.
Saying
or
don't do it. Don't.
So we are going to move on to our top three.
Yeah,
I love the top three.
Yeah. Hey.
It's Vegas, right?
Well, the top three is taken from, once again, DRanAnderson.com. And if you need more of these, go to DRanAnderson.com if you I haven't said it already. And the top three things for this week is three necessary nutritional tips that will help you lose weight.
Yummy.
Okay, so number one is workout on an empty stomach. The reason why this helps is because this will help you work off the food or stuff from yesterday versus trying to work off what you ate in the morning time.
So you're talking about like fasted cardio, for example.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. So just to clarify, fasted cardio is a great way to lose weight. And I say this because I was a certified personal trainer. And for some people, actually lifting weights with no food on your stomach may be difficult. But for fasted cardio, it's something that, that almost anyone can at least try. So.
And it helps with the, one of the things that I did not know, one of the facts of that is when your food, when your body's digesting food, it takes some of the oxygen to help it digest. Mm-hmm. And if you don't have that problem or using have to digest, the oxygen in your body can go to help your muscles to work at optimal space.
That's really great advice.
So number two is consume protein within 30 minutes after your workout. This helps with muscle recovery. This helps with longevity. Especially if you're going on a workout journey and it's not a one-time thing and you have to work out later on that day or the next day. So eating protein within 30 minutes. I ate eggs or chicken breasts, or you can eat a protein bar or a shake or something like that. But eating 30 minutes within after you work out. And then number three, this was something that was tailored to me. So this is for people who really want to lose weight. If possible, stay under 30 net carbs. And a net carb is basically to where you see carbs on the back of the package and it may say 80 carbs. And underneath it, it say how many of those carbs come from sugar, how many of those carbs come from fiber, how many of those carbs come from I can't remember whatever the third one was. It's minusing the good carbs right from there, and then that is your net carbs right there.
Ah,
so those are the top three.
Can we bring a sample of something so you can net carb something?
Yes, next week I will do that.
Okay, granola bar, protein, something, anything.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Anything at all.
I'll do that.
Okay, so now we're going to move on to our new segment.
We were early. Yes, we're going to keep up with Chloe today, guys. I don't know if you guys are familiar with Twisted Sisters, if you're looking at it. That is her true crime series. It's in its second season. It was picked up for a second season. It starts August 12th, I believe. I love true crime and like all the killer shows. Something's wrong with me, actually. But it's coming up August 12th if you're into that. This is Chloe. I used to watch her videos on Instagram. So now she's back with posting her Chloe Fit videos so we can see how she gets down. She's with her trainer and, of course, her good American. And, of course, listening to Kanye. Keep it in the family, girl. I'm not going to catch you. So that's it for keeping up with Chloe right now. We also have Eddie here. So since we have him, as well put him in the news and gossip.
Thank you.
So since you brought up the ex-boo, give us a little tea on that, because you know I mentioned it last week.
You wanted to know if there was any reach out or what's happened since.
Yes.
So at the end of the show, it did say he did not, you know, contact me since the reveal, but he... After I sent in that, he did. He wanted to go to brunch, and I was going to Mexico, so I couldn't do brunch. I was on a flight. I was like,
Mexico
sorry,
is way
go.
Better than brunch.
But no, I mean, other than that, I mean, we have mutual friends still, but I don't see him. I don't really talk to him. He's dating someone else now. I'm more than happy for him. That's fantastic. It's totally, like, no romance there anymore, which is really nice. Mm-hmm. It's good to just kind of, like, you know, if I do want to see him, I could go hang out with him, and it's not a big deal, and there's no animosity anymore, and there's no fear of... You know, running into each other on the street
and going down that rabbit hole.
I'm happy for you.
What about one other question in the tea section? Did you ever get any feedback on how he felt he was portrayed on the show?
Yeah.
No. I mean, I think he came off actually like pretty good by the end of it.
Actually, it wasn't so bad. I didn't think.
I mean, for me, the biggest thing was that he apologized for everything that had happened in our relationship. And that was the biggest thing for me when he was like, I was a jerk. There was another part you guys didn't see where he was kind of like, yeah, the whole time I was seeing you, I had like a side eye. I was like looking for the next best thing when I didn't realize what was in front of me. Mm-hmm. So
he seemed really sincere at the parts that we did see. And I was really happy for you for that, because I can only imagine how much anxiety you might have felt thinking, like, what if he's not, or what if he, you know?
Yeah, I was nervous he might, like, come back at me or, you know, be really upset. But when we reached out to him to do the show and to come on, he actually, I guess, told my producer, was like, yeah, anything Eddie needs, I can do. So I'll come on. So he's a really good guy. He's really nice. It's just, it was, we were not good together.
Because the room went, like, all the air sucked out when he walked in.
Yeah, because there's a history. Everyone in that room knows what went down, like, multiple times. And so it was like, when he walked in, everyone was like, oh, crap. Like, it's about to go down.
Yeah, even we were like,
it was funny. My friend was like, oh, who's the actor they got to be the ex? And my friend was like, there was no actor. That was the real deal. I was like, who do you think I am? Like Luann or Sonia. I'm like, the housewives, like, hiring my, like, boyfriends. Like, please. Come on. Come on.
So, great. This question is for both of you. How is
both
your...
of whom?
D-Ran and Eddie.
Oh, okay.
So how has your life changed since being on the show? Do people treat you differently? Like, is it weird being out in society? Do you feel like a celebrity? Like, what? Spill the tea.
I mean, honestly, my life, I don't really feel has changed too much. Like, I mean, I'm just me. Mm-hmm. You know, I was me before the show, and I'm going to be me after the show. So I think more people have been, like, so supportive in reaching out on Instagram and stuff. That's what I've really noticed. I touched a lot of people that have been very vocal and very, you know, very kind and, you know, saying, you know, I felt like I've never seen this, you know, portrayed on TV before, and that's exactly what I'm going through. That's exactly what I'm feeling. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, the whole relationship that I've had with food that I talked about on the show, so many other people have that same relationship. And my thing was, I was held inside was because I didn't feel like I was deserving of help because it wasn't bad enough.
Yeah.
So for people to be able to see, like, you know, even no matter what part of the scale you're on, like, you can go and do that, and you can get yourself better. So that's, I think, the only thing that's changed.
Mm-hmm. That's good. Yeah. That's really
great. What about two superstars?
Bro, a lot to diva fan. No. What a lot of people, some people think that, but what they don't know is I was extra before the show.
Oh, okay.
So I'm extra after the show. Be true to me. No, my life hasn't changed as far as, like, my thought process. I have a degree in business, so I've always started things from business perspectives and how to maneuver and how to move forward in life. So from that element, no. It is kind of, I was in 24-hour fitness.
Somebody rolled up on you?
Now, that does happen. And somebody was like, are you... And I was looking for something. He was like, are you D-Ran? And I was like, yeah, I thought I lost something. He was like, can I give you a hug? I was like, what are you talking about?
Oh, my gosh.
And he was like, I just saw your episode. I was like, oh, yeah, okay. You can give you... You know.
Then
and
your wallet's gone. Yeah. No, I'm just kidding. I'm joking.
Oh, my gosh. Totally. That'd be hilarious, right?
She was an old lady, too. Like, what an old lady in my wallet?
She has money,
like,
too. You never know.
Yes.
Gertrude!
So, no, my life... I mean, my life hasn't changed, but... But when I do go places, people do come up, and the first thing everybody wants to do is give me a hug. Mm. Like, and I really, really appreciate that, and I really love that. And so, yeah.
I guess there are worse things they could want to do.
Totally. So I'm not mad. You can give me a hug. I'm fine with that. I'm totally cool with that. It's fine. I was just, you know, Gertrude, she tried to take my wallet.
All right, guys. This has been another episode of AfterBuzz TV Revenge Body. Thank you all so much for watching. We love you guys so much, and we really appreciate you. You can find me on Instagram at Tiffany_Tony_TV. Eddie, go ahead and let them know how they can find you, boo.
At Eddie_Strada everywhere.
At Raven French, Raven with an I, RAIVEN French on all social media.
You can find me at dranderson.com or on all social media under dranderson.
Yay! Make sure you follow, watch, subscribe, and come back next week.
Thank you,
we like you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.